So I'm here at the Emirates with Colin Egger, who is from Glasgow City Council. We're hearing instances of electoral fraud. Can you tell us a bit more detail about this?
Well, what appears to have happened is about 10 cases during the day where people turned up at their polling station, identified themselves and asked to vote, and it appeared to the presiding officer that they had voted already. That may be fraud. So what we did was we contacted the police. The police asked us to find the ballot papers for them, which we are doing here in the hall just now. Now, that's a relatively simple thing to do because we know which box the ballot paper went into and we know the number of the ballot paper. So it's a matter of sifting through the papers in that box until we find the relevant paper.
Do you know which constituencies this happened in?
I actually don't know off the top of my head which constituencies this happened in, but we do. We have a full record of where the votes were cast, which box they were cast into, and what the serial number is on the paper.
So is this 10 separate people doing this then?
It's happened to 10 separate people today.
Right, okay then. How easy is it going to be for you to sort of pinpoint who's done this?
Well, it's not for us to do that. That's a matter for the police. We'll do everything we can to help them. The police are certainly taking it seriously. They've asked us to help them to find evidence, which we're doing just now. We're finding those ballot papers, and we will. And after that, it's a matter for the police.
And will this hold up proceedings here tonight?
It won't hold up proceedings because the finding of these ballot papers happens as part of the normal verification process. It's just a matter of finding the ballot paper and putting it to one side while the process goes on.
I suppose you must take comfort from the fact that you've been able to identify this behaviour in the first place.
Well, you have a system, and the system is designed to find this sort of thing if it happens. Now, in this country, we don't ask people for ID when they go to vote. You don't need to take your polling card. It's better if you do, but you don't need to. So it can happen in the system we have. So therefore, what you need to do is you need to make sure you find it if it does happen. And we don't know for certain that this is what's happened, but certainly we're able to work with the police to help them to find it.
And I suppose out of tens of thousands of voters in the Glasgow City Council area, 10 isn't so bad.
Hundreds of thousands of voters in the Glasgow City Council area, I wouldn't say it's not so bad, because if this happened once, it would be once too many. But it's not a sufficiently large number to have a large impact on the process in Glasgow or on the totals.
Okay, thanks Colin for joining us tonight.
Thank you.